We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, this year's inductees, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, The Doobie Brothers and T-Rex, managers John Landau and Irving Azoff. We can argue, and we will, about the greatness of all of these artists and bands, but there's an even bigger question here, and that is, what is considered rock and roll? And should inductees into the Hall of Fame only be rock groups and not include, you know, pop or hip-hop artists? Well, here to help us figure all this out is none other than Kat Corbett, herself a legend as a longtime disc jockey on K-Rock and Sirius XM satellite radio. Kat, thanks.
I don't know if I'm going to help you figure this out. I might just add fuel to the fire.
After that build-up, we just build you up. So, but that is, I think, a legitimate question, because some people may be scratching their heads going, yeah, these are all the ones that I ticked off. They're all great artists in what they do. Mm-hmm. Are they all rock and roll? No.
Well, I don't know where you draw the line. Nine Inch Nails rocks really hard, but they're not necessarily what rock means. Now, if you're going to say, the purist, the rock, you have to cut it off at some point because it's really not being made anymore, frankly. Let's be honest. I mean, I don't know. Do you consider Foo Fighters straight rock as in the classic sense?
Probably kinda, not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
things
maybe.
Change.
Yeah.
But okay.
So, do you draw the line? Like, yeah. Where's the pop Hall of Fame? Do we have that?
Well, I was going to say, do we have to have, maybe if you're really, really good at what you do, you go into the Rock Hall, because you don't want to have 16 different Hall of Fames and then ceremonies all over the place for everybody's niche.
Maybe. People are arguing point. About, like, how do you argue the power of Whitney Houston, who's so amazing and sold so many records and really changed a lot of things? A lot of people are like, well, where's Pat Benatar, who did not make it in this year?
So that was one of the first tweets I saw this morning.
Was that about Pat
was
Benatar?
Was about Pat Benatar, and someone saying, justice for Pat, why isn't she in here? And then all the replies were, oh, I thought she already was. Why isn't she in there?
Right, exactly.
Well, it may be the solution, Kat, is to just call the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame something different.
What, the Hall of Music Hall of Fame?
I suggested it
to someone once and they got really angry.
Why?
Because they're like, oh, so we're going to put Amadeus in the Hall of Fame? Like, we're going to have to do that?
Well,
and I was like, oh, God, here we go.
But that would be more fair, wouldn't it? Because if it was called, I think that was a good suggestion, Kat. If they called it the Music Hall of Fame, then yes, you can put in all kinds of categories and we wouldn't be having this discussion and we wouldn't know what to do for the next 3.5 minutes.
I feel like this whole thing was invented just to make people argue. Because
right
before I came here, I saw this chain about why Devo isn't in the Rock and Roll.
Oh.
And they should be. And there's a long list of artists that should be. And, we could argue about it all the day.
Yeah, is it one of those things that maybe it used to be easier to not argue, but now we just live in a very argument society. So of course I'm going to tweet about it. Of course I'm going to be angry about it. And if I have a favorite artist and they're not in there, I'm going to yell about it all day long.
There's people arguing about, Notorious B.I.G. and T-Rex, two artists that really did pass before they released, a broad spectrum of music. However, what they did release was quite impactful, both of those artists. So, there's that argument. Like, well, they didn't release, Depeche Mode sold over 100 million records. Like, of course they're going to get in.
As all the years have gone by and you've been doing what you've been doing, have you ever heard of an inductee where you kind of sit there, and maybe you won't say it on the air, maybe you will, where you think, that person doesn't belong?
Well, it's also generational. I'm not going to out myself, but I know that last year, was it like the zombies? There's a lot of generations that don't understand that band and why they were inducted,
And why were they inducted?
I don't know.
Somebody will call and tell us.
Angry tweets. Here we go.
Always.
Yeah, how come, actually, how come there isn't a group called Angry Tweets? Wouldn't that be a great
band? It's a great band.
They can play a
great
with name.
There probably is one.
Angry Tweets.
And put them on. They'll do bumper music for us now, and that's how they'll make it big.
You know, the people argue about, like, the Doobie Brothers, that's like soft yacht rock. Like, soft. I'm like, but yeah. You know more Doobie Brothers songs than you think you know.
Probably, right. Yes, you're probably right.
I don't care who you are, you will probably hear these hooks and you'll be like, oh wow, I know all of these songs.
Well, that just also means there's a different measure for everything, right? There's the impact measure, there's the record sales measure, and then there's, oh, it's on in the elevator or at the store or in the car, and you're like, okay, yeah.
And the influence, you know, measure, I think. But I love that, you know, Nine Inch Nails got in there because Cleveland is Trent Reznor's hometown where he started the whole thing. So to be inducted this year when it is taking place in Cleveland is fantastic. And last year, he inducted his hero, Robert Smith. So I like that, definitely, about Nine Inch Nails being on this list.
All right. Kat Corbett, thanks for coming upstairs.
Will you come back next year so we can continue this argument? We'll do this
can
again?
Can we just arm wrestle or something about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay, sure.
All right.